Om Shanti, 13 July 2019. Slogan, in order to go into the Sun Dynasty clan, be yogis, not warriors. In order to go into the Sun Dynasty clan, be yogis, not warriors. Very often when Baba asks us, what do we want to become? Sun or Moon Dynasty? We instantly raise our hands that we want to be Sun Dynasty deities and not Moon Dynasty warriors. If that is our aim, surely our qualifications, our credentials have to match with that. The difference in the degrees of a warrior soul of the Moon Dynasty is only 2 degrees less from a yogi Sun Dynasty soul. But in that 2 degrees, there is a lot of difference in terms of their efforts, their stage, their thoughts, their words and actions, their attitude and sanskars, their attainments, and their closeness to Baba. So let's look at, firstly, the stage of a yogi. Well, a yogi will constantly maintain the powerful stage of a master son of knowledge, the seed stage, or they stabilize in the stage of an avid angel, not just short time, but for a long period of time. The Moon Dynasty, on the other hand, those souls are not able to stabilize in the stage of a master son of knowledge for so long. However, it is only after battling with many types of obstacles of Maya for a long time that they are able to stabilize in the stage of either an avid angel or a victorious soul. Sometimes they are battling against their wasteful thoughts and sometimes with other problems. They spend a lot of time in trying to defeat Maya. In 1 hour's effort, they would experience half an hour or only 15 minutes success. Therefore, because of their laborious efforts, they sometimes become tired and are sometimes unable to carry on. They sometimes run, and at other times, when seeing others running, although wanting to run themselves, they are unable to do so. The Sun Dynasty is a constant, stable, powerful kingdom, and therefore only when we are yogis can we then go there in the future. A yogi who is powerful, whose stage is unshakable, who is constantly in the ascending stage, in the flying stage, will then be able to rule in the Sun Dynasty. A warrior whose stage is sometimes up and sometimes down, sometimes stable and sometimes fluctuating, sometimes a conqueror of Maya and sometimes being defeated by Maya or Ravan, they will surely not be able to go into the Sun Dynasty. And next is the difference between the thoughts and practical actions of a yogi and a warrior. A yogi who is to come into the Sun Dynasty will put every of their thoughts into actions. That is, their actions will bear good fruit. Both a yogi and a warrior would have the thought to reach the destination of perfection. However, there will not be much difference visible between the thought and the practice of a Sun Dynasty yogi soul. Whereas there will be a greater difference visible between the thought and the form of a warrior. The thoughts of a yogi who is to go to the Sun Dynasty will constantly be pure, elevated, the thoughts are positive, they are focused in nature, their thoughts are benevolent, kind, and optimistic. Well, what would the thoughts of a warrior soul be like? They would be sometimes positive, sometimes elevated and concentrated, but sometimes they will be tainted with negativities and they would have unnecessary, wasteful thoughts. Their mind would also be wandering a lot. Maya would definitely do come in front of a warrior as well as a yogi. It is not that a yogi doesn't have Maya. Maya comes in many forms, sometimes as an alligator, sometimes a mouse, sometimes a cat, or other forms. It is definitely not that Maya does not come and oppose a yogi. No. But a yogi will be able to recognize Maya from a distance and finish her off there and then, so that she has no chance to play mischief on him. In that way, a yogi remains safe from Maya. But in the case of a warrior, she not only does not recognize Maya, but she sometimes innocently invokes or invites Maya. And not only that, she entertains and plays with Maya. And then they have to battle with Maya to get rid of her. But it is already too late, because Maya would have caused much harm. So in that way, a warrior is not so sharp, not so sensible. And warriors battles a lot. Now, let us look at the level of inculcation of these two types of souls. In experiencing each virtue of Baba, a warrior soul only reach halfway in that experience. They may perhaps accomplished only by 50%. They would say that the Father is the ocean of happiness and that they themselves are embodiments of happiness. But they would not experience constant happiness. They do experience perfect happiness sometimes, but not constantly. Just as the degrees of the moon increase and reduce. Similarly, those of the Moon Dynasty souls only sometimes experience the perfect stage of zeal and enthusiasm, whereas at other times they experience themselves to be very far from their perfect stage. Sometimes, in order to experience Baba's company, instead of adopting the stage of remembrance, they adopt the stage of complaining. They do have many complaints and fouls in front of Baba, and they do not have constant remembrance. Sun Dynasty souls constantly have an equanimous stage. Their own brightness doesn't lessen when they see clouds, when they see storms. They experience having the virtues of the Father in their practical life, and also reveal themselves to everyone through this form. Those of the Sun Dynasty, the yogi souls, constantly experience the Father's company and remain absorbed in experiencing love in all relationships with Him. Where else a warrior would make laborious efforts in maintaining constant loving relationships with the Father? In happy moments, they forget the Father, and at times of difficulty, they desperately call out to the Father for help. Even though the Father would be there to offer help and support, they would be too engrossed in their problems to be able to take help from the Father. They would easily feel disheartened and lose hope. How then can such a soul who is disheartened, who lose hope and become anxious, then go to the Sun Dynasty? They are warriors. And now let's look at the nature between these two souls, yogis and warriors. The natural nature of a yogi is to constantly experience all attainments. That is, the original and eternal sanskar of a Sun Dynasty yogi is victory, that is of complete, that is of becoming complete and perfect. The sanskar of repentance is not a yogi's sanskar. That is a sanskar of the warriors. That is a sanskar of the Moon Dynasty, not the Sun Dynasty. Sun Dynasty souls have the sanskar of constantly being an embodiment of all attainments. Those who belong to the Moon Dynasty constantly repent by themselves or in front of the Father with the words, "I should not have done this, but it happened. I will not do it anymore." A warrior repents a lot, and so they experience sorrow, whereas a yogi remains free from the many forms of Maya's deception, and they constantly dance in happiness. And now, let us look at the kind of service of these two types of souls. and how they fulfill their responsibilities. Yogi Sun Dynasty souls constantly experience themselves to be unlimited servers and light and might houses. Whilst fulfilling the responsibility of world benefit, they remain double light, even to the extent of their huge, huge responsibilities. The yogi souls, through the rays of their attitude and rays of their vibrations, they are able to stabilize other souls in the experience of their original form. Yogi souls do not use selfishly for themselves any of the treasures they have, but are constantly, constantly great donors, and bestow blessings on others. They are bestowers, master bestowers. So unlike the yogis, the warriors would one moment be double light and at other times feel extremely heavy and burdened with just a little responsibility. They remain limited in their attitude in world service and hence cannot be great donors nor master bestowers. They would be able to donate something or bestow, but not constant and not great donors. So in summary, in order to go to the Sun Dynasty, we need to be yogis and not warriors. Warriors cannot come into the Sun Dynasty clan. Their remembrance of the father is not constant. They battle in remembrance and in everything else. They are unable to pack up their waste thoughts. They become body conscious. And because of body consciousness, they make one or another type of mistakes. They are unable to maintain a constant and stable stage. So now we really have to ask ourselves, what stage have I reached? Am I a yogi soul who, without doubt, can enter the Sun Dynasty? Have I gone beyond the stage of the Moon Dynasty and am I on the border, just the border only, of becoming a Sun Dynasty soul? Or am I still in the Moon Dynasty stage, a warrior soul? Now let us make such effort where we are able to cross the border to become part of the Sun Dynasty. Om Shanti, Om Shanti.